microwaved coffee.
So I see that Vanessa made her purple gin drinks.
Yeah, I made her basically a
purple gin drink.
What's it called? Moscow Mule, but with gin.
Oh, nice.
And she liked it, so I was like, okay, well.
Was there food coloring? Was it like purple?
No, the gin is purple, like naturally purple. It's awesome.
Yeah, so she loves it because it turns like this lilac color when I put in the...
When you put in citrus, it like changes colors.
Yeah, the ginger beer, I put that in, and the lime, and it turns like a...
Oh, that's cool.
Like a lilac.
Science.
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, and I hate gin. And I love this one. It's so good. It's like so smooth.
Yeah, I didn't try it because in case people didn't notice, we didn't have a
podcast last week
because I was sick. And it wasn't COVID, thankfully.
Yeah.
But I had a strep, so talking would have sucked. Yeah. Which is the main part of a podcast.
Yeah. So it was definitely strep.
Yeah, it was just strep. And then I had like a little bit of flu symptoms this weekend, but I feel like that always happens after I have like a sore throat for like a day. Like I always get like runny nose. And then yesterday I felt better, and then today I'm fine. I have like a little bit of a cough, but it should be fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, luckily no COVID, which would have sucked because I wouldn't have known from where because I'm like extra cautious.
Yeah. My sister also like had... She wasn't feeling too good the other day, and it was the same thing with her. We were just like, how? Like, she doesn't leave the house. She only, when she goes to get groceries, she does either delivery or she does where they bring it out to your car.
Yeah.
So, like, she literally has, I mean, obviously people in the house are working. So it could be that way. But, we were like, oh, my God. But I was glad that you didn't have COVID. Cause I was, scary.
Yeah, because, like, the only person I have real interaction with is Vanessa, and she was fine, so I was like, I don't know.
Yeah, glad I was in the COVID.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Rona. Yep. Yeah, the test came back pretty quick too, which was...
Dude, that was quick.
Interesting, because like you can get a 4-hour test at Sharp, but you have to like make an appointment and they have to order it and get it for you or whatever. And then so I didn't think it was going to be that quick, but I got it like the next day, which apparently they give everyone a test if you go in for anything at urgent care at Sharp. I think it's Sharp or Scripps. Might have been Scripps. I hate that those two have like the same logo basically because I always get them confused.
Pretty much.
I think it's Scripps. But yeah, so I went to urgent care. Well, I called in first because if I had symptoms or if they thought I had COVID, I didn't want to like go in being like, I think I have COVID. So I called in, and then the lady over the phone was like, because I check my temperature like every few hours. I was checking my temperature and I didn't have fever or anything like that. And then I was telling the girl over the phone or the lady over the phone the symptoms, and she was just like, I'm pretty sure you have strep throat. And I was like... Okay, she was like, just go to urgent care, tell them you like called or whatever. And like, so I went in and I told the guy everything. He just checked my throat and was like, yep, I think you have strep. They took like a swab of my throat, which hurt like hell. Like, it hurt so bad. It hurt for like hours after. Yeah, because they have to like kind of like how they do like the nose one, but basically they like shove the swab like down my throat to test.
Do you think it hurts in general, or do you think it hurt because you had strep throat, like because you were sick?
Oh,
you
were sensitive? Probably because I had strep, I'm guessing. Because they did touch, like I felt them touch like my tonsils, like they were like in there.
Oh god.
And then the COVID test is like, it didn't hurt like how people say. Like at least the person who did it to me wasn't aggressive. So
yeah, I've heard recently from a few people that it doesn't her. I think they realize that maybe they don't need to go as deep or something, because
which is weird, because one of our friends who's a doctor was saying that if they don't go deep, they're basically not doing it right.
Oh, really? Because
it's not reaching like where it needs to reach for
so it'll probably come out negative when it still could be.
Yeah, he says there's like a higher chance of it not coming out correctly. So.
Oh.
So it's better if they go in like deep.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know why people complain like, oh, it hurts. I'm like, I'd rather my nose hurt than have COVID. Like,
yeah,
I
exactly.
would rather know if I have it or not.
I'm not gonna take it because it's gonna hurt.
Yeah, it hurts.
My brother-in-law and sister-in-law just got a COVID test because they went to Argentina. They just left for Argentina because
mm-hmm.
Her family's from there, and they had to get the test. And he said the same thing. He was like, it wasn't as bad as people said it would, but then he's like, but then again, they didn't go as deep as I've seen on TV. Like, when he's seen the videos on TV, he's like, if it looked a lot deeper when they did it there. So
yeah.
I was watching, so I'm learning so much about from TikTok. There's all these accounts, like, really,
not,
like,
not what I was expecting.
Yeah, yeah. It's so very much. It's a very, like, informative app. I like it. So it's, I follow, like, doctors and nurses, historians, and just, like, people that I can learn stuff from. One woman, it's really, she has a really fun account. She reads a lot, and so she'll tell you facts that she's learned from books.
Mm.
So she'll be like, let me tell you what I learned from this book, and it's, like, mm-hmm. all this stuff. So I was watching one with a nurse, and he was explaining urine tests, and he was like, when you come in for a urine test, and he's like, please just pee in the cup, and he's like, we're not here to get you arrested. We don't care what drugs you're on. And he's like, we do care, but it's only to save your life. And he's like, we're not going to turn you into the police. And then he's like, I need to know if you're on meth so I can hydrate you. And he's like, I need to know if you're on cocaine so your heart doesn't explode. And he's like, and he's like, and if you're on cannabis, we'll just leave you the fuck alone. Maybe I'll bring you a snack. And he's like, it's fine. And he's like, we're here to help you. We're not here to hurt you.
Yeah.
It was really funny. There's also another, there's a doctor, like a surgeon, who was talking about the vaccines when the other vaccines were being approved. And he was saying that, he was giving the reasons why you should get the vaccine, right? And so he was like, one, we've completely gotten rid of serious diseases through vaccines, like in our history. He's like, polio being one of them. And so he was like, so we know that this works and it has worked before. And he's like, two, he's like, a lot of you are freaked out about what's in it. But then he was like, he showed the ingredients of a banana, like a regular banana, and he's like, look at this list of ingredients. And he's like, now if you look at that, it looks freaky, right? It's got all these names that you can't pronounce or whatever. And he's like, but it's banana, you know, it's like a normal, like, natural banana. And then he was saying that things that are created in a lab are not nearly as scary as things you find in nature. So, and then he's like, and of course they've done this vaccine through plenty of tests, like thousands of tests, you know, on people. But it was really funny because at the end he was like, and lastly, if you've ever eaten fast food, don't tell me that you care about what you put in your body. It's like, it can't be as bad as that. Yeah,
I always think it's funny that people, like, the people that would be like, well, I'm not going to be the first one to take it. And then I'd be like, no, you're not. Like, by the time you take it, it's going to be a ton of people.
Oh, it's like thousands. Like, thousands.
You're
yeah.
not that important. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to be part of the first one. Like,
and then it's always the people who have, like,
first in line.
Yeah.
It's always the people who have, like, experimented with drugs and don't eat healthy that are like, I'm not putting that in my body. It's like, okay.
Yeah. But, yeah. I would take it now if they would let me. But I, the same thing, I got an email from Scripps, like, basically detailing, like, how the vaccines are going to go. Mm-hmm. And they were like, basically said, don't expect it till June for you.
Oh, yeah. That's what I saw. Dang. Abe and Kana recently. I saw them, and Abe, was telling the same thing. He's like, we won't get it till June. Like, he's like, not people our age, at least, so.
Yeah, it said, that we're not going to get it till June, which is basically the second batch of stuff anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends, I guess, on how fast it goes, because now the other one is going out too, so maybe it'll go faster, but I'm not expecting it till June, which kind of sucks because, you know, I was kind of hoping our summer would be a little bit better.
I was thinking about that, and I'm like, first of all, it's kind of crazy that it's almost a year
mm-hmm.
since this shit started. And then Yeah, second, I'm like, I don't know. I'm kind of expecting another year of nothing going on because of this. Yeah. You know, I don't think it's going to be over.
Yeah, because I was reading that you still have to wear your mask, like, even if you take the...
Yeah,
not until everyone takes it or whatever. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
All the people that don't want to take it is going to ruin it again.
I'm just, I don't know. I don't think it'll happen here, but they really should require you to have, you know how they give you the card when you get the vaccine?
Yeah.
Like, they really should require that before you go into places.
Oh, yeah.
Just to have people like okay, you don't want to take it, then you can't go out.
Show us
that card
or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Because it's like, it's the only way that you can get people to do things is by like punishing them because they can't do things like normal adults.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that was like one of the first things I thought. I was like, ugh, it means I'm going to have to keep wearing a mask forever.
Yeah, because of these people.
Mm-hmm.
I just found out, yes, I didn't know that there was like a new strain in the UK.
Yeah, in the UK.
I was like, oh my God. Even though I've seen videos of people, medical professionals saying it's not right now, they were like, we know it's spreading faster, but we don't think it. I think they said that they don't think it's more serious.
Yeah,
than COVID we have now.
They were saying that they're testing it, but that it's very likely that the vaccine is gonna take care of that one too, so it doesn't.
It won't be like we have to do a new one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they're saying that we might have to do this like once a year at basically
kind of like a flu shot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anywho, this is Microwave Coffee Podcast, and I'm Kijan Sandy.
No, I'm Ivan Ortega.
And I'm Justin Park.
So I was watching How I Met Your Mother as my going to sleep show. And there's an ongoing joke about doppelgangers. So let's talk about doppelgangers. Ooh. They are. Doppelganger is the German word for double walker. There are examples of doppelgangers going as far back as the 1600s. The earliest instance I could find was in 1603, but the term was not actually recorded until 1796 by a German writer named Johann Paul Richter. So when we talk about doppelgangers, we usually refer to someone that looks like us. Right, like, oh, I saw my doppelganger, kind of like they do on How I Met Your Mother.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we saw your doppelganger or whatever, your double. But it actually refers to a spirit that is seen near you that is identical to you. So a ghost, basically, that is identical to you. And in most cases, it is seen by other people and not by the person it's happening to. So the person it's usually happening to is not aware of that spirit, but other people can see it. There is one exception, and you do not want to see your doppelganger, because according to German and English folklore, it means death. So if you do happen to see it, it means you're going to die soon. In 1603, Queen Elizabeth I, who was adamantly, like, she did not believe in paranormal stuff. Like, she was, like, outspoken about it. She saw herself, one time she walked in her room, and she saw herself lying in her bed, like a double of her.
Mm-hmm.
The figure looked kind of sick, like, a little more pale, which I don't know how back in that day, with all the makeup they wear.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how you could tell that you're so pale because of all the white stuff. And she ended up dying shortly after that.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. In the fall of 1796, Catherine II, also known as Catherine the Great, was in her room when her staff woke her up to inform her that they had just seen her sitting on her throne, even though they knew she was upstairs. She was like asleep in her room. So she got up and she went down. She kind of didn't believe them. At first she was like, oh, they're just making this up. And there she saw someone identical to her sitting on her throne. She ordered the guards to shoot the double, or as she called it, the imposter. And, of course, nothing happened to the doppelganger. The bullets went right through it. Catherine ended up dying a few weeks later. So that's another interesting.
Huh.
On November 6th, 1860, on the night of his election, Abraham Lincoln was sitting on a couch and glanced over. No. He just happened to glance. Happened to glance over at a nearby mirror. There he claims he saw two distinct images of himself. One standing next to the other.
They're so gonna say the there image... he stood, saw himself in the mirror.
Yeah.
like, what the hell?
One of the images was clearly him because it looked like his normal self, but the other one looked sick, looked pale, and it was standing right next to him. Now, when he told his wife Mary, Mary flipped the fuck out and said that it was an omen. She said that the sick-looking version meant that he would make it through his first term as president, but not the second, which is exactly what happened. Ended up dying before he can get through it.
From a headache.
I know, of a headache. So one of the biggest instances of a doppelganger, and the most recorded one, is that of a woman named Emily Saget. Emily was a French school teacher who in 1845 accepted a teaching job in Latvia. Emily was an amazing teacher and was sought after. A lot of school administrators wanted her to teach at their school. Unfortunately, that did not prevent her 19 transfers over the course of 16 years. The first and most recorded incident was in Latvia, which was her 19th and last school. So this is where most of the instances show up. The theory is that she transferred, a lot to stop schools from finding out about her doppelganger. So people suspect that she was aware of the doppelganger incidences. That's the only explanation that people can think of as to the transfers, because she was such an amazing teacher. And whenever she would transfer to a new school, she would have glowing letters of recommendations from past administrators.
That's so funny. That's the only logical explanation.
It's the only one. Yeah, because they were just wondering, like, how she had a teacher. Like, she didn't have any reports of misbehavior or anything like that with her other schools. And then when she would leave, the people who would, the school administrators, like the principals and stuff, would give her, would just, like, rant about her. They were just like, my God, she, or rave about her. Like, they would be like, my God, she's amazing and great teacher and everything. So when she took the job in Latvia, a few reports started just within weeks of her being there. She had a room of 13 students at one time, and she was writing on the chalkboard. And all of a sudden, all 13 students claimed that they saw a double of Emily appear right next to her. The double was also writing on the chalkboard. And I think she was writing the same things as Emily. Like, it was almost like she was copying it. But the strangest part was that when Emily stopped writing and walked over to her desk, the double would continue writing or would do something different. So it's not like it was an illusion where they thought, like, oh, maybe we're just, you know, seeing a double because of lighting or something. I don't know. It was the double was doing something different than Emily. Mm-hmm. But neither Emily or the double seemed to be aware of each other. So she didn't see it, and the double wasn't, like, looking over at her or doing anything like that.
But everyone in the class saw it?
Everyone in the class saw it, all 13 students. Now, of course, they're kids. So the adults were immediately like, no, this is a prank. They're making that up.
Yeah.
The adults quickly walked back on that assumption, though, when the second incident occurred. So Emily was in the lunchroom with plenty of other people, adults, like a faculty, with faculty and stuff like that. All of a sudden, her doppelganger shows up right next to her and is mimicking her movements. So it's also eating, except the doppelganger had no food in front of her. Like, she didn't have a plate or anything in front of her. So she was making the movements of eating, but there was no food or even a fork or utensil or something in front of her.
Yeah.
And again, Emily was unaware of the spirit next to her. There was also a lot of reported instances when someone would be looking for her and students would claim that they saw her in completely different areas of the school at the same time. So somebody would be like, oh, she's in the lunchroom. Another person would be like, no, she's in the classroom. And they both swear that they saw the you know, that they saw her at the same time. And then, of course, when she would be in a completely different part of the school, when they did actually find her, people would kind of like, they would kind of like, well, maybe I was wrong, like, maybe I didn't see her, or maybe, you know, they would kind of like be skeptical about it and be like, oh, maybe I just themselves saw something. yeah. So another incident, the kind of like more serious one, I guess, was when Emily was helping a female student with the dress fitting. So she was like kind of hemming her dress for a party, and the student was looking in the mirror while Emily was hemming her dress, and then all of a sudden, in the reflection, the student saw two versions of Emily, and then the student fainted. So she doesn't remember what happened after that, but she was in shock, and so she just passed out. This is the biggest incident and the most unbelievable one. So Emily was in her class, and she asked another teacher to come to her classroom because she needed to go help some other students in the garden outside. So the teacher came to help out the class. Halfway through the class, Emily walked back in the classroom and sat at her desk without saying anything. She didn't acknowledge anybody. She didn't look up at anybody. The students got super uncomfortable when she just sat there and gave them what they described as a creepy look. Like, she was just kind of staring at them, which was very unlike her, because she was usually very, like, friendly and very chatty and would talk to students. Then one student looked out the window and saw that Emily was still out in the garden. So they look at the desk, look at the garden, they look at the desk, and then they realize, oh, this is a doppelganger. Some very brave girls, two very brave girls, got up and went up to the doppelganger and tried to touch it. The doppelganger did not react. So they described it as a feeling of thick fabric blocking them from touching her. So they said that when they touched it, it felt like material. They were like, what's, like, they couldn't actually get to her, but right before, they felt like a thick material.
This whole time I was thinking it was twins and they're just messing with the students.
Yeah.
The entire time.
Just like, ah. Just like an ongoing prank. Yeah,
that would be awesome.
When the students brought the incident up, when Emily did come back in, the doppelganger had disappeared. And Emily had no idea what happened. She said she was outside the whole time, but because I think it was like a hot day outside, but she did say that when she was outside, the whole time she was wishing she was back inside the classroom because she was really uncomfortable. So it's almost like she like projected herself back in the classroom. And the reason, another reason that the adults were kind of skeptical about the kids lying about these claims, I mean, that one, obviously there was another adult in the room who witnessed it, but the ones where they would ask kids and then they would say like, oh no, it happened, we swear. The reason that they kind of believe them is that these kids were really rich and they were spoiled and teachers just couldn't seem to get through them. And Emily was the only teacher that could ever get through to them. And she was like, they would behave around her. They really liked her. And so they were like, well, that's kind of weird that if they love being around her so much that they would make this up, especially with the teacher they liked. Like, it would be more plausible that they would do this to a teacher they didn't like to just kind of like fuck with them, you know? Emily said that even though she had never seen the doppelganger herself, she was a little aware of its presence, because anytime somebody would tell her that this happened, at that moment, she would feel lethargic. And witnesses also claimed that when they did see her doppelganger, that her skin would drain of color. So that all of a sudden she looked really pale and sick, like the real Emily, not the doppelganger. And unfortunately, the garden incident was the last straw, because students started telling their parents. Parents got freaked out. They started pulling their kids out of the school. So Emily was let go. But that was the last recorded known whereabouts of Emily. And
nobody knows what happened to her?
Nobody knows what happened to her. We don't know what happened to her after that.
Twins.
And they're like, it's a sham.
Yeah, and they're like, all right, we got to get out of here. Because some students are super close to figuring it out.
And then they left. So they're like, we got to bounce.
It's my version.
Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much it. Kind of like a short topic. There's other instances, but those were the most like famous ones.
Yeah.
Things as always to Wikipedia, thelineup.com, Caitlin Jane on YouTube, and BuzzFeed Unsolved Videos.
I didn't know I just assumed doppelganger just was a word for, you know.
I thought it was double. I thought it was somebody who looks like you.
Just a double.
Yeah. And when you look up, if you like Google doppelganger, if you click on images, you just get a bunch of like celebrity lookalikes.
Yeah. So
it is something that, you know, we use as like a double or someone who looks like
us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mustache Marshall.
Yeah. Marshall. Stripper Lily.
Yeah, Stripper Lily's the best.
Yeah. So good. But yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know it had anything to do with like spirits. I also had never heard of that incident with Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I'd never heard of that either.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't...
No. Ivan was like, no. What's gonna happen?
I know what happens.
Yeah. I thought he was gonna see himself with like a hole in his head or something. You know.
Something more descriptive.
Yeah.
Predict his own.
Yeah, predict his own death.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Right,
but I mean, it's
died,
funny because with the exception of Elizabeth the First, there was really no, like, everybody, there's witnesses to this. Like, Elizabeth was the only one that she saw herself, but I'm like, everybody else, it's like, there's other people who could, like, attest to this.
This is like, literally everyone saw it.
Yeah.
Because she, like, yelled at the guards, too. So, like, not to, like, guards. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, don't go looking for your doppelganger. It's not a good thing.
Did I just... Is that... What?
Yeah.
No.
I'm over here.
I mean, yeah, like, we get that all the time where... I don't know if you guys have ever had somebody be like...
Oh, my God.
You look so much... someone I know, and like, yeah.
No, I am that person. I am that person that everyone, if I meet someone, they always go, you know, you look a lot like my, and then I look at them, I'm like, no.
No, it's not.
They're like,
not
is
them.
A picture. I'm like, no, that looks nothing like me. Everyone, that always happens to me.
Oh, like where you don't think you don't look like that person, but everybody else does?
Well, not everyone, but like if I meet someone, they always go like, I have a friend, you know, where I grew up or whatever that looks just like you or something. Mm-hmm. I'm like, just because they have a beard doesn't mean
that they look like them.
Yeah, but that happens to me all the time.
Well, I heard that supposedly if you passed someone that looks identical to you on the street, that you wouldn't recognize, like you wouldn't think that they look like you. Because the way you see yourself in the mirror is like very different.
Yeah, I guess that's true. But yeah. I do get that a lot though. Like, I get that.
It's like hearing your own voice through recording, right? You're like, that's
it. Oh yeah,
that's
you're
weird.
Like, I don't sound like that. Do I sound like that?
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah.
I
one time met my kid version of myself doppelganger at Disneyland. I was like, I even like, she was like sitting with me in the what's that rafting ride that I love, fucking obsessed with?
Oh, in California.
One. Yeah. Yeah, she was sitting with me and I'm like, dude, it's fucking me as a little girl. She's wearing like a Star Wars shirt and she kind of looked like Gus Gus from Cinderella. Like, it wouldn't go over her belly. And I was like, dude, that's me.
Oh my God.
Kid version of me.
I just remember flashbacks to the ride when we went there and no one wanted to go. Then you just went on by yourself.
Oh,
and
my
then
God. It's
we
my
took like a slow
ride.
Motion video of you going down.
Yeah.
And then we couldn't even see you through the other people or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so like, I love it because it's so exciting and it's like unpredictable. Like, you never know because the ride changes so much. You never know what.
Yeah.
Like, are you going to get the drop or is somebody else? Or like, where's the water coming from?
I don't like getting wet.
I don't want my socks to get wet. And I'm just like, ugh.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. That's kind of like the worst feeling.
And that, I also hate having like wet jeans.
Oh, yeah, you're all soaked. I'm like,
that's why I could do it early. Like, if we go early and then in the afternoon with the sun and then other rides, you dry off, I'm fine. But yeah, if you want to go late, I'm not going to go on.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyways, so where can they find us?
You can find us on Instagram at Microwave Coffee Podcast, or you can email us at microwavecoffeepodcast@gmail.com.
Christmas.com.
Well, thank you guys. Have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, happy Merry holidays. Merry Christmas,
happy holidays.
Happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, happy Hanukkah.
Festivus.
Kwanzaa. Yeah.
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 Festivus, whatever you celebrate.
Everything that we've missed.
Yeah.
Everything else.
Yeah.
It's not one of the ones we mentioned.
Yeah. Eat lots of tamales like I am.
Oof. Yeah. I'm going to.
And yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Stay safe.
See you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Could I get some more coffee?